10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The trade war between the U.S. and China now a truce following President Trump's meeting with China's leader in South Korea. Both countries scaling back reciprocal tariffs in a one-year deal. In a social media post before those talks, the president announced he's directing the military to test our nuclear weapons, he says, saying other countries are testing theirs. ABC's Louis Martinez has more.
One of the things that we did see this week, though, was that Russia did carry out a test of a new type of weapon, a cruise missile, which obviously is used for conventional attacks, but that was nuclear powered. Now, that is different, something very different, but that is not something that the United States has in its arsenal.
Senate lawmakers not scheduled to vote today on a measure to end the government shutdown, now in day 30. This weekend, critical food assistance programs will run out of funding if emergency funds are not diverted. Hurricane Melissa gaining some strength again in the open waters of the Atlantic and taking aim at Bermuda later today. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to consider donating deer they harvest to the agency's deer donation program. According to a press release, the program has been stocking venison at food pantries across the state since it began in 2000. In that time, over 100,000 deer and 4 million pounds of ground venison have been used to help area residents in need. Hunters interested in donating their deer must field dress it as they usually would, test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact a participating processor. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a preliminary injunction blocking the U.S. Department of Education from cutting funding for school mental health grants, reinstating funding that had been discontinued earlier this year. According to a press release, the injunction is the result of a multi-state lawsuit filed in June, arguing the agency's decision to cut congressionally approved funding for the grants was illegal. In a statement, Attorney General Call said the ruling was a win for the safety and well-being of students in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Two Northwest Wisconsin Emergency Response Departments have received grant funding for purchasing new equipment and upgrading their technology. The grant funding came from Compeer Financial's Fund for Rural America. In total, over $200,000 of funding was awarded to support 54 emergency response departments from across the state. Among those were the Spooner Fire District, which purchased a new fire hose with the grant funding, and Gordon Wascott EMS in Douglas County, which purchased new carbon monoxide detectors. The Spooner School Board adopted a $19.8 million tax levy for the 2025-2026 school year at its meeting last week. Officials say the district will have a balanced budget for this fiscal year, allowing them to better plan for expenses like infrastructure maintenance and educational programming. The tax levy does not need to be finalized until the school board's meeting on Friday. District officials also expressed concerns about another decrease in overall enrollment, an issue that many other public schools across the state are struggling with. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops, the Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff. That stage and his numbers, it's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home to the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, a mostly cloudy sky for the afternoon, light winds and upper 40s. Tonight, the clouds stick around, lower 30s expected. For your Friday Halloween forecast, mostly cloudy skies, some afternoon showers developing, highs in the upper 40s, more rain in the evening. It's 39 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football.
To hear that the coaches aren't fostering those relationships at the high schools, that has been the heartbeat of the team before Fickell's time. I got recruited other places, but I chose to be a Wisconsin Badger because of what that meant to me. If it means something to you, not just the name on the back, but the name you have on the front of your jersey, that's going to have staying power in today's college athletic landscape.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:20, I'll be joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. We discuss his lawsuit joining with numerous other attorneys general to restore SNAP funding and make sure Americans don't go hungry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, Miles Taylor, the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security, tech and security expert, author of Warning by Anonymous and Blowback, his Substack newsletter, which is excellent. It's free. You need to sign up for it. It's called Treason with Miles Taylor. And he's now one of the co-founders of Defiance.org. Also on the line is Maria McFarland Sanchez Moreno, an attorney and the CEO of Represent.us, Represent Us. And Miles and Maria, so glad to have you both with us. Miles, let me start with you, if I may. You've been on the program before. Tell us about this this new program that you guys are launching.
Well, Tom, I appreciate you having us. And look, the short version of it is this. You know, I've spent a number of years speaking out against Donald Trump, of course, after having served in his administration and then leaving and opposing him. And earlier this year, he came after me and retaliated by launching an investigation into me and accusing me of treason. And in the wake of that, I had a lot of folks come out of the woodwork and say, how can I help? What can I do? And at first, that was people who wanted to help me and my family, and we were lucky to get the support that we needed. But then I realized a lot of people were asking this question who just wanted to be involved in this fight to restrain a would-be autocrat, Donald Trump. And the fact that there was not an easy and direct answer to that question made me feel like we needed to create something to direct people to the vast array of terrific causes out there to fight back against what we are seeing in this country. And that ultimately evolved into Defiance.org. We are not creating a new organization to do this work. We are creating a collective action club for people to be a part of where we can go support great groups that are pushing back all around the country. And we need it to be dynamic because this administration is trying to flood the zone with lawlessness. And so that's what Defiance is meant to be. And I've said to folks, Tom, really, it comes down to two choices when you are facing a would-be autocrat. You can either choose to submit or choose to defy. There is no middle ground right now. And I'm hoping that most Americans will choose the path of defiance. And we want to be a place, a club for courageous Americans to go make that possible.
That's brilliant. And the website, again, is defiance.org. I was just over there. Maria McFarland Sanchez Moreno, tell us about represent.us and your affiliation with this new club.
Thanks so much. So Represent Us has been doing work to hold the U.S. government accountable, make it more accountable to the people, for over a decade. We've been working on issues of money and politics, corruption, gerrymandering, all sorts of dysfunctions in our democratic system that have in many ways landed us where we are today. And this year, we have been very focused on the dramatic effort coming from the top of our government to erode democratic norms. And in particular, what we've been doing is trying to mobilize people to put pressure on Congress. Our Congress has been operating as a rubber stamp. It has the power to check the executive. It has the duty to uphold the Constitution, but it has not been exercising its authority. And constituents actually have the power to make their representatives listen to them. Despite all the problems in our system, our representatives do have to get elected again. And that means that people all over the country do have the ability to make their voices heard and make that part of the system work. So we have launched our own campaign, the Congressional Courage Campaign, to help people find the best way to communicate with their representative and put pressure on them, again, to uphold the Constitution, exercise oversight of the executive branch, and reform the system, ultimately, to make it better. And we've been tremendously grateful to Defiance.org and to Miles, one, for standing up at a time when too many people are scared, and two, for including us as one of the groups that they are supporting in this initial launch of Defiance.org. The fact is we need people to stand up. I grew up under an autocracy abroad, and the way it operates, the fuel for autocracy is fear. It's fear, extortion, it's retribution, like what you're seeing against Miles. And the only way to push back on that is to not be afraid, to stand up to the autocratic moves, and to do so together, as Miles said, through collective action.
It makes so much, so very much sense. So, Miles, if somebody goes over to defiance.org, what happens? Walk us through the process. Exactly, you know, how people can interact or work with you guys and you know, what the outcome is, hopefully.
Well, look, it's two big things. One is folks can sign this Declaration of Defiance. And, you know, there's a lot of declarations and signups out there. The reason this is different is this is meant to be a mutual defense pact for all Americans. If Donald Trump attacks one of us unlawfully, it's an attack on all of us and all of our rights. And it's a statement that we stand by that. Nonprofit groups are doing that by banding together and treating an attack on one as an attack on all of them. Heck, Hollywood actors have formed a group called the Committee for the First Amendment to do the same for each other. Everyday Americans need to resist the lawlessness of this administration by agreeing to stick together. That's piece one. But then piece two, Tom, is folks can join this Club for Courageous Americans. There's barely any barrier to entry. They can contribute $1 or $1,000 a month, whatever they want. And we pool our resources to go support incredible groups around the country, because there is no one group out there that's going to be able to hold Donald Trump accountable for his unconstitutional expansion of presidential power. There's all kinds of groups, people pushing back against ICE, people shining a light on corruption, organizations providing legal defense funds for targets of revenge. There's a lot of different groups. And I think many of us, myself included, feel like we need to be just as dynamic as the threat is. And so by joining once a month, you're going to get a briefing. We're all going to come together. We're going to talk about the different groups that we can support. And then we are going to choose together what groups that we want to back. And then we will give members of Defiance the option to get more personally involved with those groups and those activations. So we are going to be very, very active out there in helping people find those good causes and going and taking decisive action to make a difference in this environment and to keep our country from falling into an autocracy. That's really what this is all about at the end of the day, is defying instead of submitting.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And if my endorsement carries any weight, feel free to slap it on there. Maria, represent us. You guys have been around for a while, and you gave us a little bit of background. What other kind of groups are you affiliated with and hoping to affiliate with through this new Defiance.org club?
Yeah, so Defiance.org, I think, has a number of groups that you're supporting, including Norm Eisen's Democracy Defenders, who do litigation, and
Whistleblower Aid,
which is crucial because it's so important right now to provide support to people who are on the inside, who have any kind of power, and who can also tell us what's happening, as Miles has in the past. And I think there are still more people in there who are trying in their own way to make things better and prevent the worst. But look, we have partnered over the years with groups all over the country in state and local campaigns. We have focused on grassroots mobilization and communications in ways that are super accessible, that break down problems with corruption and threats to our democracy in a way that are easy for people to understand, and then bringing people in to mobilize them and to support campaigns for state and local reform. So we've been part of that. We've been working closely with all of those groups for years, and now we're bringing all of those strengths to bear on putting pressure on Congress, right? Yeah. So the idea is to connect inside the Beltway groups who have been trying to push Congress, you know, through advocacy for many years, and help connect them to the grassroots groups that are operating at the state and local level, and the activists who are part of our digital mobilization infrastructure to, again, put pressure on those members of Congress.
It's
not just people asking for things, it's the constituents saying, no, you need to do this.
Yeah, this is great stuff. This is great stuff. Miles, I have about a minute and a half before we hit a hard break. I can't stop. At your website, treason.io, your Substack newsletter, the most, I believe it's your most recent one, White House secretly assembling a revenge cell for Trump with spy agencies and cops. Can you give us a brief overview of that?
I think that folks expected, Tom, that Donald Trump was going to come in and engage in retribution. That was something that he forecast. What people didn't expect is the scale and scope. And he has executed a whole of government revenge strategy. And the reason I highlighted this the other day is there's the extraordinary fact that there are now dozens of senior officials from across departments and agencies meeting on a regular basis with the White House to talk about the president's targets for revenge. And on that list of agencies that was most concerning to me is the CIA. And Americans should rightfully be asking, why on earth is the Central Intelligence Agency, America's top spy agency, sending representatives into these revenge cell meetings with the White House to go after the president's targets? This is completely rife for abuse. It screams civil rights and civil liberties violations. Mm. And right now, we don't have insights into what that organization is doing other than this reporting, that they are talking about the president's key targets for revenge and trying to put the wheels in motion inside the government to bring prosecutions against these individuals. All Americans should be concerned about this. It affects all of our rights. And the question is, where does this go next before we stop it?
It looks like they're looking for people who might have tried to prosecute Trump. But it goes beyond that, right?
That seems right. I mean, look, at the outset, Donald Trump wanted to get revenge against the people who had investigated him. But now that cohort of targets has expanded. It's expanded to entire sectors of our society, as you well know.
Yeah,
That's what's really insidious.
Yeah. Miles Taylor, Defiance.org and Treason.io, Maria McFarland Sanchez Moreno, represent.us. Hang on just a second. I'm going to get stepped on here.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Miles and Maria, thank you so much for dropping by today. It's great to meet you, Maria, and great to see you again, Miles. Thank you.
Great to be with you.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Just ask my wife, Louise. She loves this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com, and /Tom to get 37% off and free shipping with Super C Serum, that magic stuff with high hyaluronic acid in it. Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
They built their tower out of fear and gold. Sold out of
truth. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. David in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, David, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Well, I was listening early on, and you were mentioning the hurricane and global warming.
Mm.
And I didn't hear you mention, although you might have, and I could have missed it because I'm 82 and a lot of stuff skips by. But the you didn't mention anything about Alaska. They lifted the restrictions on drilling in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Just before, another diversion went off, and I forget what the diversion was, but the administration had another diversion that pointed everybody in another direction,
right.
All of them being
a
away
shiny
from
object.
Them.
Yep.
Yeah. And yeah, I think it was a UFO opening up. Anyway, but the thing was, like, 2 nanoseconds before that came on the air as information, there was an announcement that they had lifted the restrictions on drilling in Alaska. Well, all that does is exacerbate the speed down the other side, because we've made the tipping point as far as global warming goes, and there's just nothing we can do. We can slow it down, but you can't stop it anyway. It's natural, but it got exacerbated by humans and the Industrial Revolution, and nothing you can do about that now except ease it up. But you didn't mention it. So
the other big thing that I have mentioned, David, is that the Trump administration cut off emergency funding to a community in Alaska that was trying to prepare for, you know, big storms and things like that. And sure enough, after they cut off the funding, this big storm came through and just wiped out this community. It's a largely indigenous community. And it's getting very little publicity outside of Alaska. And it's a real tragedy, and it could have been avoided if the Trump administration had not cut that funding, you know, 8-9 months ago. This is part of, I think it was part of the DOGE purges, although I could be wrong. It might have been, you know, one of Owen Russell Vogt's things.
They're doing just the absolute acquisition of power in order to take graft.
Yep.
There's nothing there. And I see no social plus for anything that they're doing.
Oh, this is the most corrupt administration in the history of America, and it's the most and it's the most lawless. I mean, it's just astonishing. David, thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to WMNF. 27 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with more of your thoughts right after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, Mike Johnson and John Thune would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you on the other side of this break. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline.
When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, time for a little recombobulating with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer, and the creator of the Recombobulation Area. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin State Senate committee considered proposed legislation on Tuesday that would make school bus safety education mandatory for student drivers. While many drivers' education programs do cover school bus safety, it's not technically required under state law. The bill would guarantee student drivers learn to operate safely around school buses on different types of roads. The goal is to reduce the number of school bus safety violations and avoid the potentially severe consequences of passing buses, picking kids up, or dropping them off. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released preliminary results for this year's bear hunting season. The season ran from September 3rd to October 7th with over 13,000 bear hunting licenses awarded. Hunters fell about 300 shy of the statewide bear harvest target of nearly 4,100. Zone A in northern Wisconsin was the only zone with a harvest total above its target of 1,075, seeing 1,161 bears harvested. Zone D in western Wisconsin saw the second highest harvest total at 906. Officials from the Indian Head Community Action Agency's Rusk County Food Pantry say they're still looking for a new location following the closure of their Ladysmith facility last month. The organization's board of directors met last week, saying their goal is to remain in the Ladysmith area in a low or no rent building. They also say they've applied for tax-exempt status for new grant funding, but may not hear back for a while due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. Feed My People Food Bank is hosting pop-up pantries to fill the growing demand for food services. To honor the upcoming 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a new memorial has been erected along Lake Superior in Washburn. The memorial was built with locally sourced and historically significant materials, including part of the Ashland ore dock and taconite pellets, which was the ship's cargo when it sank in 1975. Organizers are inviting area residents to a dedication ceremony on Saturday at the Washburn Marina. The dedication ceremony will feature a reading of crew names and statements from community members. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Midwest Farm Report, with me, Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy sky for the afternoon, light winds and upper 40s. Tonight, the clouds stick around, lower 30s expected. For your Friday Halloween forecast, mostly cloudy skies, some afternoon showers developing, highs in the upper 40s, more rain in the evening. Right now it's 40.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Right up there on the list of stupid. The President of the United States decided to lay off 1,000 people or so at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Kristen Lierley.
They weren't laid off strategically. They were laid off haphazardly. J.D. Vance himself admitted that it's chaotic.
Nothing screams competent government like laying off the people who respond to Ebola.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, immigrants seeking naturalization as U.S. citizens will now need to answer twice as many questions correctly as before the Trump administration. Can I pass it? Find out. Join us next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it.
Well, it's here. The CDC just upgraded this year's flu season to high severity. It's expected to be the worst season in 15 years. Odds are you or a loved one will get sick and your doctor can't see you, and waiting hours in a crowded urgent care can be brutal. This year's severe flu season is why some doctors urge every family to order a medical emergency kit. This isn't a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care and pharmacy in your home. It includes essential prescriptions like generic Z-Pak to get well faster, plus antibiotics for pneumonia, strep throat, ear and sinus infections, even prescriptions for nausea and UTIs. Just match your symptoms to the prescription in your guidebook or call their telemedicine doc who's standing by. Take your meds early and feel better faster. Order your kit online now before you need it, and your kit is shipped to your door. It takes just minutes, and you'll save $45. You visit urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and then use the promo code Tom when you check out to get that discount, that $45 discount. urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
They came at midnight, armored and grim. Said they were helping with a patriotic grin. Unmarked vans, shadows creep, while freedom cries itself to sleep. Beep, beep. It's a blue city boogie. They whisper order, we shout truth. They haunt the streets, they frighten youth. But under the moon, our voices rise. Justice glows in haunted skies.
Fog machines, fear on screen. Freedom's tricked by the war machine. But from each block, our laughter swells. You can't scale justice even in hell. Now the boogeymen fade in the dawn's new hue. Their power's crumbling, the people break through.
Democracy bites back.
There you go. It's the Blue City Boogie in the Red States for Halloween. Amazing. I feel like a DJ some days. Hey, Ruth in Naples, Florida. Hey, Ruth, what's on your mind today? Thanks for watching us on Substack Live.
And thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I really enjoy listening to you and hearing your books and everything that you have to say. You're one of my favorites.
Thank you.
I don't know if you're going to be real thrilled with what I have to say. You were talking about the dangers of algorithms. What I'm concerned about, besides that, is the danger of AI.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when Elon Musk was getting all of our data from everywhere and we didn't know why? You know, people like Elon Musk and Peter Thiel, owner of Palantir, specializing in software programs for data, they figured out how to use AI to find people they believe are part of what they call the deep state. That includes protesters, people on social media who oppose Trump and his regime and don't share his views. This is why they had all the generals at that event. Remember that event where they had all, and they were wondering why did they have them all there? They were scanning every eye blink and every facial movement to read them, to see who they could trust and who they could manipulate. They're coming for all of us. Yesterday, I spent hours removing years of shared political content from my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that doesn't include my other social media, but I'm terrified. And I was worried about that at the last No Kings protest, where there was a drone with a light that was that they were obviously taking pictures or doing something. I didn't think it was the media, but I didn't know. I'm in Naples, Florida. But, it, you know, there was a woman that called in earlier that was asking about drones and, you know, at her protest.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they aren't scanning us and just capturing more information about us, and they're going to come after us. I think they're coming for all of us, anybody that opposes them. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to stay engaged. But I feel like a frog in a pot being slowly boiled.
Yeah. Ruth, I understand what you're saying. And, you know, if anybody is at the center of their focus, it's those of us like me who are, you know, relatively high profile in the media and whatnot. And they'll work. And you're right. They will work their way down from people like Miles Taylor, who are in the government, to people like me, who are in the media, to people like you who have been active in protest movements. We've seen this before. I've told the story 100 times on this program about when I was an SDS at MSU back in the day, and there was this guy who was constantly trying to get us to burn down the ROTC building and the ROTC building. And, you know, years later, when we sued the Michigan State Police Red Squad, we discovered he was a cop. And, you know, he was an infiltrator. There's no doubt in my mind that this is their goal, that this is the direction they want to take us, and that they, you know, that Trump wants to turn us into Red China, into communist China, where eventually, you know, every citizen is going to have a social score associated with them, and probably some company like Palantir will be in charge of making it happen, or even, you know, a company like Meta or X. And now Elon Musk has walked away with all of the Social Security information, which is literally every American citizen and a lot of people who aren't, and put it on insecure servers, and God only knows where it is and how it's being used. I think those are all legitimate concerns, and we should be concerned about it. And I also would not discourage anybody from deleting old social media content. I went through and deleted all of my old content on X. Not so much because I was afraid that they would know what I said, because they already know who I am and what I said, but because I didn't want to give another penny to Elon Musk. And when you put content on social media, you are providing them with the stuff that they sell, I get it. I totally get it on the one hand. On the other hand, if we allow them to cow us, if we allow them to frighten us, then we've already surrendered. And so while I'm saying, you know, I would not discourage you from removing old social media content, I would strongly discourage you from not posting going forward. The fact of the matter is that most posts last less than a day or two. So, you know, if you take them down after 2 days because you don't want a record, although, you know, once something's on the internet, it's there forever. It's just like there's no way.
I also have a pretty, you know, I have a lot of content that I've shared on Blue Sky,
mm-hmm.
and it's all political.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned about that. And I don't know, because I can't even, I looked at it, and some of it where I reposted what somebody else had, I can't even remove that. It's not even an option. But,
well, you can unrepost things. You just re-click the repost button and it unreposts it. But
is that what happened?
Yeah, that's how you do it. But there's actually a program that you can buy. It's a subscription service that will delete your content on social media, and that's how I did it with Twitter back in the day. But like I said, let's not get ahead of ourselves. They haven't yet achieved, you know, complete information dominance in the United States. Russia and Hungary were democracies for fewer than 15 years in both cases. We've been a democracy more or less, arguably and obviously, for, you know, 250 years. And I don't think they're going to succeed. I really don't. I think, you know, we're starting to see some real serious resistance coming out of the Democratic Party, and that's where it's going to have to come from. And, you know, we need to be raising our voices, and we need to be speaking out. You know, I would say, you know, and the last people that they're going to come after are just average people posting on social media. So, you know, don't, you know,
I wake up in the middle of the night from time to time,
but I would encourage you not to.
I'm not exactly average. I'm a little bit above.
No, I get
above
it.
Average.
I get it. I get it. But you're not an government
employee.
I'm
way above average.
No, I get it.
And I do distribute. I mean, I have a whole list of, you know, if I'm not putting it on social media, I'm putting it, you know, on people's, and I'm chatting, texting.
Keep it up.
And I'm emailing.
Please, keep it up. We need that. We need that.
I am active.
Yeah, good, good.
All right, well, Ruth, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for the call. And I, you know, I hope the conversation was useful. It's just about 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose announced October 28th that his office had referred 1,200 illegal voting cases to the U.S. Justice Department for prosecution. But his track record of convictions is less than stellar, and many of the cases were previously declined by Ohio County prosecutors for lack of evidence. In 2024, LaRose demanded county prosecutors act on 633 cases of alleged voter fraud LaRose had referred for prosecution during his tenure. Only 12 cases were pursued, and only 6 resulted in an indictment because there wasn't enough evidence. The year before, LaRose pulled out of ERIC, the multi-state cooperative which updates state voter registration lists for voters who've moved, died, or may have duplicate registrations. In his latest crusade, which includes the cases county prosecutors chose not to prosecute, LaRose claims that 1,084 non-citizens registered to vote unlawfully in Ohio, including 167 non-citizens who cast a ballot in a federal election. Another 99 Ohio voters voted in 2 states in the same election, 16 voted twice in Ohio, 14 voted in a federal election after the date of their death, 4 engaged in ballot collection, and 2 registered where it was not their primary residence. It's now up to federal prosecutors to separate fact from fiction. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's two N's at the end, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. Top five collagen warnings, special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, free shipping, getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back, 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Robert in Monte Carlo, France. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, I live here in Monte Carlo, and I'm not in the United States, but I was following your program on the Epstein files, and I can give you a very good connection with about 15 or 20 podcasts that were given from 2016 to the present by the young girl. I'm 93 years old, so I have trouble putting my ideas together. Her name is Katie Johnson, and the case is Katie Johnson versus Epstein and Trump.
I'm familiar
Anybody
with it.
Anybody can just type.
I'm very familiar with it. I've read from parts of it on the air. This is the one where she asserts that Donald Trump raped her, violently raped her,
yes.
and punished her.
Yeah.
But she later withdrew the claim. And vanished,
exactly.
Basically,
exactly.
You know, under and, some and, what some people are saying are dubious circumstances.
And then after that, her mother's house was bombed, and so she didn't do anything until 2016. And then here about 3 months ago, I guess she has a podcast. But if you just type in on YouTube, Katie Johnson versus Epstein and Trump, and all of these things will come up,
yeah.
Including the case in California.
You're right. You can see her testimony. Yeah. I get it, Robert.
And
evil stuff coming out of that Epstein thing. Robert, thank you for the call, and thanks for watching us there in France.
I hope I'm not going to be tracked by a telephone like your previous correspondence was talking.
I think you'll be just fine, Robert, and we don't track anybody, although we will recognize you the next time you call, but that's just caller ID.
I don't think they'd appreciate anyone bombing over here in Monaco.
Yeah, I'm guessing not. Thank you very much. Dan in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. See, I've got a idea for people who want to make charitable contributions to various charities from their required minimum distributions.
Mm-hmm.
Every dollar that you take out of your required minimum distribution is taxable, but you can do what are called qualified charitable distributions directly from your IRA custodian. The important thing is they have to be made to charities that are 501c3 charities.
Correct.
Versus 501c4 charities.
Right.
So, for example, Common Cause is not a 501c3 charity, but they have an education fund, which is.
Right.
So
most all of the ones that are, the fours are the politically active ones, the threes are the educational and charitable ones, and most of the fours have a three component. The other thing is if you're going to make a donation to these organizations, a lot of them will hire fundraising companies. And the fundraising companies, like you see these ads on TV for just, you know, some great organizations out there. And they, but their URL that they're pitching isn't the normal URL. It's, you know, my organization or the organization or organization slash, you know, MSNBC or whatever. Instead of, when you go to those sites, a portion of your donation goes to the fundraising company. If you just go to the actual site's URL, and it's the same thing with campaigns, you know, instead of clicking on links, just go, you know, if you want to give to Jasmine Crockett, find, for example, find her campaign site where she's soliciting donations and donate directly there. Isn't there also, if you want to pull money out of a retirement fund, your minimum required distribution or other, isn't there also a thing that you can set up with, you know, like Fidelity or whatever, you know, whoever's doing your, you know, wherever you've got your stocks stashed, where they've got a tax deferred, you have a specific account for, and with that account, you don't have to hit those minimums of your income?
I don't know anything about that. I've just been making donations directly from Fidelity. The donation has to go directly to the charity. So they will cut a check and send it to ACLU Foundation or Common Cause.
Fully deductible? Because I thought that there were, it couldn't be more than you had to have a certain percentage of your income before you could start deducting.
No, that is fully deductible. It's reducing the money that you have, it's reducing your required minimum distribution.
Right.
So let's say you have a required minimum distribution of $50,000. If you take that out, put it into your own funds, and then donate it to a charity, you have to pay taxes on that money that you withdrew. But if they do a qualified charitable distribution directly to the charity, and it can be some of them have these two arms.
Dan, like I get it. I just have to jump in here. Please, just because somebody who called into a talk show said it, check with your CPA about your particular individual circumstances. But Dan, I'm completely believing you, but thank you very much. I always have to put that qualification in. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z-Pack.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes. although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business, while Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But WalletHub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s, and CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Air traffic controllers who have been working without pay for 30 days are demanding the lawmakers end the government shutdown. Vice President J.D. Vance holding a roundtable today at the White House focusing on the impact of the shutdown on the aviation industry. And critical federal food programs set to run out of funding this weekend. ABC's Jay O'Brien says lawmakers are not even talking to end the shutdown.
We've been asking members of both sides of the aisle, does there come a point where there needs to be some form of a conversation to end this and to stop the pain? And while we've seen Republicans and Democrats acknowledge that this weekend the pain of this shutdown is going to get a lot worse because SNAP runs out and because those premiums start to skyrocket when Obamacare open enrollment begins, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be some kind of a resolution.
Hurricane Melissa, still a Category 2 storm, taking aim next on Bermuda. Damage in Jamaica widespread, and thousands of residents and tourists are still in shelters. This is ABC News.